entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 81. I'm Ruben.
And I'm Layton. And it is Monday, November 17th, 2014.
The French Press is the podcast up to this point that has been mostly about our lives and the people we love. We're thinking about taking it in a few different directions. And in fact, I actually want to report on the results of the voting. The polls are in.
Dun, dun, dun!
Some of the polls. We're actually going to keep them open for one more week just in case you're a late bird, and we're going to leave the worm out for you. So you get to vote if you haven't voted yet. But as of the next time we do the podcast, the poll will be down.
Okay.
Now, I want to report kind of the early
results.
The early results. I'll run through each one, and then I'll start with the highest to the lowest. So these were the different topics that you could vote for as if you want more of these topics.
As if you want more of these.
So the first one was personal lives, Layton complaining about work. World news, bizarre news, like the haunted axe murderer house. Tech news, like iPhone tips and tricks. Brief book review.
That one. All right, keep going. Trivia
game, like survival game or license plate trivia. Interviews like Mr. Dave or Uncle Kevin or Jeffy or Brad or Randall.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook facepalm, like stupid comments made on Facebook. Uncle Chaw. Cultural rants, for example, complaining about anything. Serious topics like Uncle Rich talking about when he was locked inside the trunk of a car, or ministering to Muslims, which was the topic from Mr. H.
Right.
So I'll give them to you now from which topic received the most votes to no votes. And there's a few no voters.
No.
What might they be?
Oh.
The number one topic was personal lives.
Oh, dear.
The number two topic was interviews.
Oh.
And I guess I'll give the number two. 11 for, which doesn't sound like that much, but 11 for personal lives, 10 for the interviews. And then after that, go down to 8 votes for tech news.
Okay.
So that scored higher than I expected.
Right.
And in fact, even the personal lives, I figured it would be towards the top. I wasn't sure if it would be the top.
And it was.
It was the top by one vote. So your vote does matter.
Oh, I didn't vote.
Well, I'm not pointing to you.
You pointed at me when you said your vote
does
matter.
I'm pointing at the audience.
I'm the audience.
All right. So the we had a... sorry.
It's okay.
We had 8 votes for the tech news. After that, it drops down to 4. 4 votes for the trivia games.
Okay.
Like survival.
The trivia games.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. I missed one. I missed Facebook facepalm. That actually had 6, which is a topic we've never actually done.
Right.
So
people
want
to see.
I think that will be trending up as we, if we decide to go that way, which is very dangerous.
This is a dangerous way to go.
But it is something that we would like to do.
Okay.
And then after that, it was the 4 votes for the trivia game. And I think there was one more 4 vote. No, there wasn't. Okay, there's several 3 votes. Starting with the bizarre news.
Okay.
So that got fewer votes than what I expected.
Okay.
That had 3 votes, and so did Uncle Chaw.
Okay.
But Uncle Chaw is such a... He's almost like a hidden character.
He is. He's behind the scenes.
Yeah. So I'm still optimistic about people liking him. And then Serious Topics also got 3 votes.
Oh, my.
Now, we're not finished yet, Layton.
Oh.
2 votes went to Cultural Rants, which is complaining about whatever.
So people don't really want to hear us complaining about our culture.
That might just happen.
Just indirectly.
Yeah. But it's not something specific that people wanted.
Okay.
Now, there's several that received 0 votes.
Like?
Well, surprise, surprise, the brief book review did not get any votes, which I know just makes you giddy.
I'd hate to say I told you so. I'll leave it at that.
World News also didn't receive any votes.
People don't care about the world.
I was kind of surprised by that too, but
it's fine.
So it goes.
It's fine.
All right, so that's all the topics. Remember, you can go in there. I think we had said vote for, you know, three, but you can actually vote for as many as you like.
Okay.
So if you enjoy a topic, just vote for it. And we'll see what the final results are.
Right.
None of this is definitive. We'll still end up doing what we want. We're just curious.
You just said, like, basically, like, we need you, we want you to go vote so bad. But it doesn't matter what the actual results are. Like, your vote matters, but it doesn't count.
Your vote counts, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, I always get it backwards.
No, it does matter as well.
Right.
But we might still keep on doing
things that we enjoy.
Yeah. Like, for example, if tech topics didn't receive any votes or received only like two or three, I'm sure we'd continue to do them.
Yeah.
Or Uncle Chaw, only three votes. Uncle Chaw is going to come in the picture at some point.
Yeah, he probably will. He'll enter.
Layton, I didn't have any feedback this week, did you?
I thought we did, though.
Really?
Check out...
Oh, there were some comments, I guess.
There was a comment.
Okay. That's...
Are we going to count it as feedback? Or are you like, yes. That was just on Facebook. Facebook doesn't count.
That's pretty much the only feedback we get.
Okay. Facebook feedback.
All right, Caitlin, your sister actually did say, please do not bring back Uncle Chaw. That episode was cringeworthy.
Cringy Chaw.
Yeah. TBH. I'm not sure what that means.
Tuberculosis.
Okay. And LOL, JK, NR, Illy.
Oh, is JK...
Just kidding. Not really.
Not really.
ILY. I love you.
No,
I don't
not
know.
Really. Really.
Oh, really.
Not...
Okay.
Not for real.
ILY could also be I love you.
Yeah.
There were some likes as well.
Okay, good.
That was the only comment. Was that the one you were getting at?
Yeah, I guess. There was another one, more? But it's fine.
Huh? There's no other... The comment was... The only other comment I left was me. Maybe it was a comment on your because you shared it, possibly.
No, I didn't, Ruben.
Well, I'm not sure what you're getting at.
I think...
While you're searching...
From our youth group.
Oh.
Or your youth group, sorry.
Oh. While you're searching for that comment...
Okay.
I'm going to just mention this real quick. Earlier today... I was out at Paul's Welding, which is the place that Layton is currently employed at, as of, you know, November 17th. And I was working on the computer that runs the equipment that Layton is working with, the plasma cutter.
Right. Yeah.
And I was just amazed how much time you had to do frivolous things.
Like, what frivolous things was I doing?
Oh, you were joking with Darren. You were joking with me.
Okay, number one.
Standing around
it's
watching.
It's important to joke with Darren because he's not quite my boss, but he's like the guy who has a lot of influence on the things that my boss hears about. And so if I can buddy-buddy up to him, I have a much better chance of getting a promotion, Ruben. I wouldn't call it... brown nosing.
That's exactly what filled my mind.
I would call it more like making sure that you remain in good standing with the boss kind of thing. It's like my insurance policy. It's my safety net. When all goes wrong, like, oh, Layton like royally messed up this one thing. And then Darren will swoop in and say, well, yeah, but at least
he does it
funny.
All the time.
At least, you know, he's a nice guy to be around. Yeah.
Really?
That's my safety net.
Well, how much time are you on the plasma?
Like 100% of the time.
Now I see why you were really upset about the podcasting, because...
What was I upset about?
Well, you were claiming you weren't upset, but I'm reading between the lines. Because there's a lot. I mean, sure, you have to punch in some numbers here and there and do
right.
some technical things.
Yeah.
But there's also times when you're kind of standing, like, waiting for it to finish cutting.
Right.
Making sure that...
You came on a special day as well because I was cutting stair stringers.
And how's that different from a normal day?
No, number one, it's like, all right, do you want to get really technical?
I want the 30-second explanation.
Ah, that's difficult. Okay, so basically there are, I was supposed to do 11 stringers today, okay? And so with stringers, they actually cut out quite quickly.
Okay.
They are quickly to cut, but it takes a while to get them on and just perfectly on there, like onto the plasma. I need to make sure that they are in the exact correct place.
Okay.
Because if the holes that I cut into them are a little bit off, that will then make for a crooked staircase. So I need to be super, super psycho.
So you measure twice and cut once.
I actually measure like 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
Because, you know, I take my job
seriously.
You get
paid for that.
That's yeah. That's why they have me running the plasma cutter. Anyways, but once I have it lined up, then it's ready to cut.
Mm-hmm.
But right while it's cutting, normally if I'm just like cutting a bunch of parts out of a sheet, I can then concentrate on the next sheet that I'm going to cut out. But because we're doing five
of the same
stairways.
Thing. Okay.
That's 5 rights and 5 lefts.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, like when you came in, I was busy doing all of the rights. And so I got everything lined up. I tell it to cut. And it's not going to take, it's going to take a little bit long. It's going to take like 3 or 4 minutes for it to cut that thing. But as soon as it's done cutting, I have to be on it. I have to be ready to take the stringer off so that I can get the next one on as quickly as possible.
What are you calling the stringer? The piece that you're cutting out?
Yes. Yeah. The stair stringer is like a piece of C-channel.
Okay.
I feel so bad for people that... Yeah, it's the side of a stairway.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So you have like a stringer on each side of a stairway, okay, and then you have the steps in the middle that connect the two.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you caught me on a special day, number one. Number two, even though it looked like I was being frivolous with my time, it was actually completely necessary so that as soon as it's done cutting, I am ready to take it off. So your quote-unquote frivolous things that I was doing was actually me being efficient and making good use of my time. Ah, Ruben, if only you understood.
You know, I went into the new area of the shop.
Yeah.
I was running down your boss, PH.
Yeah.
And
what?
There's children working in there.
What kind of children?
I see these young faces.
They are.
They look like they could, you know, use a hamburger or use a place to wash their face. They look like these poor children.
Look like they could use some face wash, yeah.
Anyway, I was just surprised. I didn't know that you employ children.
Yeah, child labor. The one thing, the reason that we like to employ children is because they accept gummy bears as payment, and that makes it so convenient. Like, the wages, you almost can't afford to not hire children.
You sound like you're almost in like the administrative level of PWI.
I'm not in the, it wasn't my decision to do it, but I could immediately see why we did it.
Okay.
After the decision was made on the upper levels.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, they have the final call. Like, I'm just a plasma guy.
How long before you think that you'll have a corner office somewhere?
I give it approximately 25 years, give or take. One thing on that. Lately, I've been seeing these company shirts, and they're like white, full-button shirts,
mm-hmm.
short-sleeved. Whatever. Anyways, they look they're fine, except for the fact that they have the buttons they use are like the cream / brown colored,
and the shirt's white,
and the shirt is completely white.
Yeah,
and it looks heinous. Like the buttons.
I know. I've got some shirts like that too, and I hate it too.
Oh.
Unless it's very brown, like
yeah,
a brown
like
button.
A white. Just do a white button.
Yeah, white looks probably the best.
Is better than those nasty half cream, half brown, swirly things. It looks like the people that came up with the cereal Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
They have like those lines, those swirly lines in there, and it's just heinous.
Yeah.
And so I told one of our salesmen, I was like, dude, you need to make sure that you complain about how these shirts look. And he's like, why?
So it's for the office people. It's not.
It is only for the office guys. I've only seen office guys wearing it. I said, so that 30 years from now, when I finally have an office job, I'm not stuck wearing those heinous shirts like you are right now.
And his response?
Psh. That's what he did. They don't think ahead.
You're thinking in the future, but I think you're thinking a little too far in the future.
Way in the future. Ruben, you gotta shoot for the stars to land on the moon.
Well, I mean, and right in 30 years we might be on the star in the stars. Literally.
Yeah, probably.
Speaking of which, did you see that story where they landed some kind of space machine on a
asteroid?
Yeah.
Jeffy was talking about it.
Do you know, that wasn't America.
I have no idea.
I think it was some European conglomerate. It wasn't NASA.
I don't know who it was. It's World News, Ruben, and I don't really care about World News. World News is old news.
Let's talk about some news that happened. It's very local.
Oh, okay, good.
It happened last Sunday. Not yesterday, but the day before.
Right.
You were at our church, and you were helping run the sound equipment, which is also what you were doing at Charlotte's wedding.
Right.
Did your experience at the wedding have any kind of effect on your performance at our church?
Yeah, it did. It did. My performance did, because after Charlotte's wedding, I realized I came walking in at your church, mm-hmm. and I was right on time, which is actually a little bit late for an event like this, mm-hmm. because you guys had a special group of singers called the Heart and Voice.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that Jeffy was singing bass. And I love to hear a good men's choir. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I can't miss this. So I show up on time.
Which is about 2 minutes late.
Which is about 2 minutes late. And all the seats are filled up. And then there sits Kyle in your sound booth. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, dude, you can just come up. Come on up here and just sit with me. He's like, you can help me run sound. I was like, okay. So I go up into the sound booth, and I roll up my sleeves, and I, you know, thinking back, like, okay, let's see all the things that I did at Danish Hall's wedding. Let's see. What did I do? I had to think, what did I do? And how did it go? Like, play out?
Yourself. No, you're looking at your self-evaluation.
Exactly.
That's what I was looking for.
Exactly. And then by looking at the results, the answers of those two questions, I then decided I shouldn't touch anything. I will just sit back and let Kyle run the show, and then I will just be making mental notes in my mind of what to do and what not to do. So I'm watching Kyle, and he's just licking all the buttons, and he's like showing me all the cool little gadgets you guys have. He was showing me the camera, which I did end up playing with that for a little bit. You guys have a pretty sweet camera mounted in the back of the wall.
And the front behind the cross.
It's covered. I didn't get to play with that one, but I played with the one in the back of the auditorium, mm-hmm. and I was just kind of moving it around. You guys got a little joystick to control it, and then there's a little knob at the top that you can twist, and that makes it like zoom in like really, really far. So we ended up like zooming in on Jeff, and then like we took a picture. You guys have little monitors.
Yeah.
You have little monitors showing what the camera is looking at.
Yeah.
And then we ended up zooming way in on Jeff's face while he was singing, and then we took a picture of it.
I saw it.
Yeah.
It was funny.
But anyways, somehow, you guys also have presets for that camera.
Yeah, we do.
It's really neat.
It's really nice.
You can click one, and then it knows to like immediately focus on the projector screen. Mm-hmm. Or you could like hit two, and then it'll like get a wide-angled shot of like the whole
in case you have a wedding, you know, just to have the whole bridal party up there, or a close up where it's just the guy preaching.
Right.
Yeah. Very, very useful. I can't tell you how long it took to set that up. I mean, it's tedious work.
I bet you can't tell me how long it took to set up. But anyways, so I'm like clicking on these presets, like, oh, this is cool. And I don't know what I did. I was flipping through these presets and just watching it like zoom out and zoom in and do all these swishing noises. And suddenly I'm like clicking the buttons and like nothing's going on anymore. Like it just stopped. I don't know what happened. I said, Kyle, it's not doing the zoomy zoom things anymore. And he's like, what did you do?
So it took hours to set up. You destroyed in a matter of minutes.
It's the second, really. But somehow.
It actually didn't take that long to set up.
I erased all those presets.
Are you sure you erased them? Because sometimes it freezes up.
All I know is I clicked the button.
Could you still use the joystick?
Yeah. I couldn't zoom, though.
See, something else was screwed up.
Okay, good.
The board that controls the presets
right.
needs to be reset.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think it needs a firmware update, but we don't have internet at church at this point in time.
Well, he's hotspotted. There you go. Yeah, that happened. That's... the one thing that I did mess with, I ended up kind of messing up.
Did you guys make a recording?
Ish?
Because here's what happened when I got to church this past Sunday.
A microphone died. All we had for, like, recording for your church. Mm-hmm. They also had, like, the group themselves, they had their own, like, microphones and set up for recording them. But as far as the recording for your church, it was just a mic that was laying up on that wall.
Did someone request that?
No, Kyle was just like, we could just record it.
Because it sounds terrible. Not this one in particular, but I'm saying recording a choir with a single mic in a church sounds terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
The reason I asked you if you recorded...
Also, that mic, by the way, that we were using to record it, like you said, with that toaster quality, it ended up dying like halfway through. So we missed about half of it. So we had toaster quality, and then we had no quality.
Well, and here's why I asked if you tried to record it. Because when I got to church this past Sunday,
yeah,
I turned on the computer, mm-hmm. and I opened up Audacity, and it said, "Do you want to save the temporary files from the previous recording? Because the program was not saved correctly."
Kyle's department.
And I assumed that it was the choir recording, and I knew that the quality would be terrible.
Right.
Not based on the men's singing ability.
Right.
But just on the environment.
Just on the
and trying to use a single mic.
Right.
To record.
The hardware was lacking.
So I just deleted it. I didn't even give it more than a moment's thought. But I knew someone had screwed up. I knew someone with pudgy fingers was back there. Yeah, I'm not looking at you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, my fingers aren't pudgy. Slender, short fingers.
But here's the other problem.
What?
The laptop did not work even to record at all. So we ended up having to use the desktop computer.
Leighton has left his mark.
I'm more blaming Kyle than you.
Yeah. Well, Kyle should have known better than to let me into the sound booth with him.
That's why there's a door there.
Keep Leighton out. On the side of the door.
Anyway, I feel like we've...
Rambled on long enough.
We've killed that topic.
There is something else, Ruben. Something that happened. And coincidentally, it was while I was talking with Kyle.
In the booth.
No.
No.
This happened just Saturday evening.
Okay.
Okay. I was playing online with Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And... we're talking online, and we're just shooting the breeze, having a good time. And suddenly, I see this little, like, out of the corner of my eye. I see this shadow just bolting.
Hmm.
And I look...
In your room or
in
somewhere.
My room. And I look over at my door, and all I see is a tail slithering out from underneath it. As Kyle.
Were you home alone?
No. Thankfully, my dad was upstairs sleeping.
Was he hauling buckets of crap from
yes,
the outside?
As usual. No, he was already fast asleep.
Okay.
And I freak out. I quickly bolts. Could you
see if it was the tail of like a cat or an animal?
No, it was the tail of a mouse, Ruben. It was the tail of a mouse.
You know what this reminds me of?
What does it remind you of?
Your father, if memory serves me, tortured a mouse in this house.
A mouse in this house?
Yes. In fact, it wasn't a pet. Well, it was a mouse that your renter had purchased to feed to his iguana.
Oh, that's right.
And then the renter left with the iguana, and there was still some mice left over.
Right.
And so your dad captured one.
Yes.
And held it in a glass chamber.
Well, it was not a I would call it more like a artificial habitat.
And pretty much starved it to death.
Well, it showed signs of being too full. That's what my dad thought. Like, oh yeah, this thing is just going nuts, and it's just full of energy, and it's just
too many cars.
Clawing at the glass and nibbling its own fingernails and like just kind of just scratching itself.
Did it bite one of the girls? One of your siblings?
It did. And yeah. So, Dad took that to mean, oh, this thing, it has too much energy. We need to back off on its food supply. So, you know, we still fed it from time to time, but just not quite as often. And it found its peace. Just in a way that most people would deem not the best way to find your peace. Yeah.
Anyway.
Little genie.
But you... do you think it's at all related to that story?
No, Ruben. Because if that mouse would know what had happened earlier to its relative, Genie, that was the name of the mouse that Dad... Yeah, he's gone now. If the mouse that's in our house currently would have known what had happened a couple years back, he would not have picked this house to enter. Let me tell you.
It might be his duty to act revenge.
Oh, it's like Genie's ghost.
What do you think would happen? Like if you'd be let's put it this way.
Yeah.
If you'd be a mouse in someone's house.
A mouse in someone's house.
That you'd want to act revenge upon.
Right.
And you would find them sleeping.
Right.
In their bed.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
I would go up. I would climb underneath the sheets. Okay? And then I would, like, just... I would get ready. I would take one little nibble at the toe of one of the peoples that is sleeping and then just, like, bolt for it. But it would, you know how freaked out they would be?
The mouse or the man?
The man. Like, yeah. Nibble. Or...
Enough to draw blood.
Well, actually, you could even just, like, gnaw off the fingernail. Just trim the fingernail. Then when he wakes up the next morning, he's like, oh, I remember clipping my nails. That's weird. Well, anyways, da-da-da-da-da. Anyways, and then, like, you could then start, like... nibbling the fingernails.
You know what I would do?
What?
I would sneak up to the person's head and nuzzle in with the mouse's nose as far as possible into the ear and then just like make like a
The fuzzy whiskers inside. And they, I think they also have like a moist nose.
I'm sure.
So it's like a very, very tiny dog, like
mm-hmm.
And there's like drooling.
He's
like,
yeah.
He's spitting there. It's like a mouse wet willy.
That would be terrible.
That would be. But mice are quite cute. But anyway. This mouse bolted out of my room. I go upstairs, say, Dad. And then he's like, what? And then he comes downstairs. He's like, I got this trap. And then this trap is extremely simple. All it is. It's a flat piece of paper, and it's very, very thick paper. It's like cardstock style.
Okay.
And then there is a strip of glue on the paper, okay? And I would say this paper is like a oh, I want to say 6 by 10 piece of paper. Okay. And then they have a perforated, I think this
is. So it can tear?
Perforated lines. Mm-hmm. Not so it can tear, but so it can fold.
Mm.
So it can fold. You can fold the one side. So it's like into thirds. It's perforated into thirds.
Okay.
Okay. And then you can fold it, forming a triangle, like a miniature teepee. Okay. And then you just, you're supposed to put this, this little, looks like a hut almost, a little paper tent, into the path or bait. Like you either put it in the path of where you know the mouse likes to travel a lot, or just bait it. Like put some
something in the
peanut
middle.
Butter or a cracker or something that mice like to nibble on into the little teepee. So me realizing, oh, they like the mouse actually has like a little path that it has actually like tread down underneath my door.
You see this?
I can see it, Rupert.
So it's been hanging out with
it's
you for
been
how long?
Hanging out. It's just been.
It's almost like a member of the family at this
it
point.
It is.
You know, like you know that the common wife law, common law wife, common wife law.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe it's together for 7 years.
Yeah,
then it's like
that's
a part
what I'm
of the
getting
family.
At. You know, the mouse. It's pretty much like your stepson or your brother.
He's like Stuart Little.
Yes.
He's my little Stuart.
What are you planning to do to Stuart?
I'm planning.
Well, what happened to Stuart?
Okay,
I don't know.
Well, Stuart lost his hair. I, being very witty, took this little teepee and I put a cracker into the center of this little sticky teepee. And I put it right where I could see that it often burrowed. Underneath my door. And I went to sleep. This was on a Saturday night. I went to sleep, got up the next morning, and opened my door. I put it right outside my door.
Mm-hmm.
Put the teepee on the outside of my door. I opened up my door, and the thing's gone. The trap's gone. So I was like, oh, okay. Probably got caught. Dad probably then checked it. He usually gets up before me on Sunday mornings. He probably checked it and saw, oh, yeah, we caught the mouse, so he took it away. So I go upstairs, like, hey, Dad, did you check the trap? Did we get it? He's like, no. I don't know. And I was like, okay, so then I go back downstairs, like, well, then where is it? If you didn't check it, I didn't check it, but it's still gone, where is it? So we start scouring around. We're on all fours, man.
And this is all here in your basement.
Yes.
And, I mean, it couldn't get just
anywhere. Yeah. Yeah, there's only a few select places.
Okay, so where did you find it?
We found the trap. It was in the corner right beside our leather couch, Ruben.
Okay, so all the way 20, 30 feet away.
Right.
Well, which corner of which couch?
This one, I don't know, along the west
along
wall.
The
west
okay.
wall.
So, yeah, at least 20 feet.
Right. And we see the trap, and I'm like, oh, Dad, there it is. I found it. And then he goes over to it, and I expected to see a mouse inside.
Yeah.
What we see instead is a cracker in the center of it. And along the one side, we see fur stuck. That's it. So we have a bald mouse running around.
How much fur?
Jumping over crackers. How much fur?
Yes.
I don't know. Do you want to see it?
I do kind of.
You want to see it too?
Can you pause?
See it to believe it.
Take a look.
Okay.
All right. I looked at the trap, and there's a lot of hair in there.
There is a lot of hair.
It is at least has a bald head, if not a bald side.
Well, that's the thing, though. I don't know which part of its body got stuck.
Well, yeah.
You think it was the front side?
I don't know, but I want to take a picture of it, if you do catch it.
Okay.
And it's interesting you have mouse problems, because my sister cleaned my house, and she said she has found some evidence of mice.
Mice feces.
Yeah, and so I wonder, too, what is the best, because I don't want to injure a mouse that might run into the wall or run in somewhere in furniture and die and stink.
Right.
I want to have the body.
You want to have the body
to dispose of it.
Right.
So I do think, I was thinking the best option would be one of these sticky traps.
Right.
because you have everything right there.
Yeah, it's very simple.
But now I'm not sure. Would you? Do you still have faith in the sticky trap?
It's the only thing I know what to use, Ruben.
You know, they have those old-fashioned traps that are made of like a wire that slams down and tries to either chop its head off.
Yeah.
But I don't know how reliable those are. This is what I don't want to happen. I don't want to chop its leg off, have it bleeding, and run into my venting system somewhere and then die.
Right, right. I would say your best bet, if you don't want to injure it while still having a good chance of catching it, mm-hmm. I would go with the sticky trap.
Yeah.
It'll work at least once so far. That's what I found. But I'm afraid that because he almost got caught in it once, he's like leery of it now.
Yeah.
And like won't ever trust it again.
Maybe you need to use a different like peanut butter or some instead of a cracker or some a different kind of food.
But Ruben, crackers are delectable. Okay? I love crackers. I mean, I'm not going to bait. I'm not going to try to catch something that I wouldn't normally eat myself.
You don't eat peanut butter? Are you kidding? You'd rather have a cracker than peanut butter?
Well, if we're going to use peanut butter, we better use Amish peanut butter.
I agree.
Because that's the best peanut butter.
Yeah, don't be cruel.
You have to be humane about these things, Ruben. Oh, I treat it like some kind of animal.
All right. I don't have any more questions about that.
All right. I don't have any more answers about it. It's a waiting game. We're just waiting on a mouse to get caught in a trap.
We do have to wrap this one up short because we are preparing for Thanksgiving.
Right.
We have it over at my parents' place in our shed in Mom's studio. So we have to go over there and help clean it out, sweep it out. And this is the kind of guy that my dad is. He had started already today moving stuff out of the shed.
In order to...
So that we could just clean it out then.
Oh. Yeah,
so it'll be very simple and easy.
I wasn't worried.
It is 6 o'clock, which is the time that we're supposed to get started
cleaning.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're obviously still recording.
I am late.
So
as of right now,
yeah, me too. We're in this together.
Yeah,
like catching mice.
Yeah.
But do remember, you can go over to the Facebook page.
The Facebook page,
and you can vote on what topic (S) you would like to hear more about.
Right.
Please do that.
Yeah.
And,
your voice, it counts, but it doesn't matter.
I don't have anything more to say.
I
Layton.
I feel like it's all been said.
Okay.
Bye.